The big news out of the United States this week, Brody, is President Trump's announcement of a 25% tariff on all imported vehicles and parts. It's being framed as a way to boost domestic manufacturing and secure national interests.
Yeah, right, 25%, hey? I mean, you'd basically be putting an import tax sticker the size of a license plate on the hood of every car coming from overseas. I get the whole surge in local production angle, but it seems a bit, you know, dramatic.
Well, it's a bold move, for sure. The idea is to make foreign cars less competitive in the US market. But let's be real, it's also going to hike up prices. Analysts are already predicting increases of $4,000 to $10,000 for what are technically American cars. It's all about which parts are made where.
Wait, what? Even American cars? How does that make sense?
Yeah, because of the way supply chains work. Parts crisscrossing borders to be assembled into a final product. The tariffs will hit any vehicle or part with non-US content, unless it complies with all these USMCA rules. And those rules? They're not simple.
Sounds like a paperwork nightmare.
It is, and there's already an international backlash brewing. Canada and Mexico, for example, had protections baked into the USMCA back in 2018. But now it's looking like those safeguards might not hold up against this new policy.
Classic neighbourly treatment, right? I can just imagine the political drama unfolding. Do we know if they're going to retaliate, maybe even impose their own tariffs?
It's a possibility, yep. And that could escalate things even further. But for now, the immediate impact is right here in front of us. March vehicle sales in the US shot up 19% compared to February. Buyers are scrambling to avoid getting stung by these higher prices once the tariffs kick in next week.
So it's the old beat the clock mentality. I mean, I get it. If you know a price hike's coming, you'd want to lock in the better deal. But 19%? That's huge. Probably the busiest month they've seen in years.
Exactly. And it's not just car buyers affected by this. It's dealers, manufacturers, even the auto component suppliers. There's a ripple effect.
Or more like a tsunami effect. Honestly, it feels like a case of act now, regret later, for consumers and businesses alike.
We'll have to wait and see how it all unfolds. But for now, this announcement has everyone on edge. Consumers, the industry, and overseas trading partners.
Right, so while this trade tsunami is sweeping through the US, it's got me thinking, what kind of waves might hit us here in Australia?
Good question. For starters, we could see Australian import strategies shifting. If the US becomes a more expensive market for parts and completed vehicles, importers here might look to other countries like Japan or South Korea for better deals. Either that or, well, turn to local manufacturers.
Local manufacturers, huh? That'd be a twist, considering how much of our local car-making industry, you know, isn't exactly thriving anymore.
Exactly. It's tough because we've largely transitioned to being an import-dependent market. But if price hikes from the US make global brands rethink their pricing structures, it might open the door for Aussie manufacturers to fill some niche gaps. Think specialty or high-performance vehicles, maybe even EV startups.
Ooh, Aussie-made EVs. Now you're talking my language. But here's what I don't get, right? If these tariffs are hiking US vehicle prices by, $4,000 to $10,000, how much of that trickles down to us?
That's the big unknown. Even if the Australian market isn't directly hit with tariffs, knock-on effects are inevitable. We're a global trade player after all, and cost pressure has a way of rippling through supply chains.
So, basically, we might end up paying more for non-American cars anyway? All just because everyone's scrambling to rebalance their margins?
Potentially, yeah. And the range of cost increases, $4,000 to $10,000, is enough to reshape buyer habits here. Consumers might delay purchases or downgrade to smaller, cheaper vehicles. Or, like we said earlier, explore Australian options if they become competitive enough.
Man, that'd be a full circle moment, wouldn't it? Australians driving Australian-made cars again. But honestly, it's hard to picture that unless, you know, something big changes.
True. And even if we see those shifts, rebuilding supply chains and scaling local production is no overnight task. It'd take years of investment, government incentives, and customer trust to get there.
Yeah, and I guess that's where the supply chain part gets sticky, right? I mean, if manufacturers are already juggling costs, are they really going to gamble on massive changes?
Probably not without some serious external pressure. But for now, the immediate focus is just bracing for the potential rise in vehicle prices and how that influences buyer behaviour here. The knock-on effect is way bigger than just what's happening in the States. Exactly, Brody. And those major shifts might start with how these tariffs ripple across the broader economy. A big one to watch is the predicted price hikes on vehicles, not just in the US, but globally. These costs don't just vanish into thin air. They're passed on to buyers, impacting purchasing decisions everywhere.
Right, and we're not talking pocket change here. It's like four, maybe 10 grand added to the sticker price. I mean, who's going to casually throw down that kind of cash just because of a trade policy?
Exactly. And that, in turn, impacts the manufacturing workforce. We're looking at job losses, factory slowdowns, maybe even closures in some areas. It's a chain reaction. For example, just the parts tariffs alone are disrupting supply chains. Manufacturers might struggle to substitute parts or shift production quickly enough to dodge costs.
Plus, the whole America First idea kind of overlooks just how interconnected things are now. Like, an engine part might cross five borders before it ends up in your neighbourhood car dealership.
Right. And that's where the broader political angle comes in, especially with this so-called Liberation Day. It's about projecting strength, but it risks escalating trade tensions. Canada and Mexico, for instance, are watching closely. Any retaliation on their part could spiral into a full-blown trade war.
Which would basically mean higher prices everywhere. I mean, take Australia, for example. We'd feel that pinch even though we're not directly involved.
Exactly. But on a more local level, dealers are scrambling to keep customers informed and maintain confidence. There's this balancing act they have to play, not downplaying the impact, but also ensuring buyers don't panic and abandon plans to purchase altogether.
Yeah, that's massive pressure. Honestly, it's like trying to sell umbrellas in a storm while convincing people it's still sunny somewhere.
It is. But some dealers are also getting creative, offering pre-order discounts or future-proofing vehicles by including maintenance perks. They're trying to sweeten the deal however they can.
Smart move. But honestly, it feels like the industry's bracing itself while staying in damage control mode.
Yep. And with good reason. The long-term impact of these tariffs could shift the global automotive landscape. But for now, everyone's just waiting to see how it all plays out. It's a big shake-up with no clear end in sight.
And on that note, I guess, we'll have to keep watch and see where the chips fall. Definitely going to be an interesting year for the auto world, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And that's all from us for today. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll catch you next time on the Aussie Car Brief.